Unit 14, Swarajists and Indian Politics. Page 19. Structure 14.0, Objectives. 14.1, Introduction. 14.2, The National Movement and the Rise of the Left Wing. 14.3, No Changers and Pro-Changers. 14.4, Election Manifesto and Winning the Election. 14.5, Split in the Swaraj Party. 14.6, Achievements. 14.7, Let Us Sum Up. 14.8, Self-Assessment Questions. 14.9, Books for Further Study. Page 20. 15.0, Objectives. In this unit, you will have to discuss the formation of the Swarajist Party after the suspension of the non-cooperation movement. The sudden suspension of the non-cooperation movement brought about differences within the Congress and frustrated the people in general. Gandhiji was imprisoned for 6 years, though was set free in February 1924 because of illness. In such an atmosphere, the question arose that whether the Congress should participate in the election to the Legislative Council or not. The Executive Committee of the Congress was divided on this issue. Those who were against the entry of the Council were called No Changers, and those who favoured the entry of the Council were called Changers. The Congress at its session at Gaya in 1922 decided in favour of the No Changers, and that forced Motilal Nehru and C.R. Das to resign from the Congress and form another party called the Congress Khilafat Swarajya Party. The Swarajists were quite successful in the election, and so Gandhi also gave his silent consent to their entry to the councils. Further, you will be knowing that the Swarajya Party remained a party well within the fold of the Congress, though was not allowed to pressure non-cooperation as desired. 14.1 Introduction. The birth of the Swaraj Party was a ready reaction to the abrupt withdrawal of the non-cooperation movement by Gandhi. The idea of forming a separate organization originated in the minds of the Bengal leaders who were long jishing in the Alipur jail at the non-cooperation campaign withdrawn. C.R. Das, Motilal Nehru and like-minded people latched out a novel plan of the non-cooperation from within Reformed Council. On his release from jail in July 1922, C.R. Das revealed his intention of council capturing. He made a definite pronouncement on the matter in his presidential address at Gaya Congress in December 1922. C.R. Das and Motilal Nehru could not mobilize support in favor at the entry. Following the defeat of the Gaya Congress, C.R. Das and Motilal Nehru raised the standard of revolt and formed on January 1, 1923, the Swarajya Party, with Das as president and Nehru as secretary. The Swarajists desired to take the non-cooperative movement from the streets to the Legislative Council. However, they had some constructive program as well. In the legislature, they intended to pass resolutions containing constructive proposals for the further constitutional and advancement in laws necessary for the growth of a healthy national life. They also stood for giving wholehearted support to the constructive program of Mahatma Gandhi. The manifesto of the Swarajya Party, issued in 1923, declared that the Swarajya Party was an integral part of the Congress. Page 21. 14.2, The National Movement and the Rise of the Left Wing. The creation of the Swarajists Party was facilitated by many factors. After the suspension of the non-cooperation movement by Mahatma Gandhi and his own arrest and imprisonment, the country was left without any program. Thus, a void was created which is filled up by the left wing of the Congress. A band of the senior congressmen had already begun to question Gandhi's program and decisions as early as 1921. Leaders like C.R. Das, N.C. Kelkar and Motilal Nehru felt that the Congress was then following a very zigzag one and not a sure pathway to success. They were especially disappointed when Gandhi suspended the non-cooperation movement at the time when they thought the country was just responding to it. They began to uncover several shortcomings in Gandhi's program and decided to put forward one of their own. C.R. Das and other leaders then evolved a program of non-cooperation from within the legislature. The plan provided that congressmen should get themselves elected into the Legislative Council in large numbers and carry out a policy of uniform, consistent and continuous opposition to the government from within. This point of view began to attain increasing popularity among the congressmen. The objectives of the Swaraj Party were set forth in the constitution as finally adopted at General Body Meeting of the party held at Calcutta on 16th and 17th August 1924. The following are the main objectives of the Swaraj Party. 1. The Swaraj Party was the attainment of Swarajya by the people of India by all legitimate and peaceful means. 2. The party should offer unmitigated obstruction to all government-sponsored laws and central provincial councils. 3. The party would strive to achieve maximum local autonomy, administrative decentralization, and real responsibility of the public servant to people's trusted representatives. 4. The party was wedded to the principle of guarding itself against the abuse which went with powers by ensuring that the people elected representatives should not be self-seekers but seekers of public welfare. 5. It aimed at reconciling the extremes of socialism and individualism. 6. The party would vindicate the honor of the country and assert the natural self-respect of India. To realize the objectives of the Swarajist Party, a pragmatic program was evolved. It consisted of 1. Activities inside Reform Council and 2. Activities outside the councils. Inside the legislative bodies, the Swarajist Party would refuse supplies and disapprove budgets, reject all proposals for legislative enactments, refuse to accept the office as a gift of the government, defend the constructive program of the Congress, follow a definite economic policy to prevent the drain of public wealth from India, and protect the rights of labor and adjust the relations between landlords and tenants, capitalists and workers.
Page 22.
Outside the councils, the Swarajist Party would work for intercommunal understanding. It would strive for the and the Muslims, between the Hindus and the non-Brahmins. The party would work for the removal of untouchability and raising the status of the depressed classes, formation of village organizations, organizing the agriculture and industrial labor in the country, carrying out constructive programs of Gandhi. Boycott of selected British goods and the formation of the Federation of Asiatic Countries and the organization of the agencies of foreign propaganda for Indian affairs. The object of the Swarajis and the Congress was the same, that is, the establishment of Swaraj or dominion status within the British Empire. However, their methods were different. The Swarajists were to follow a policy of uniform, continuous and consistent obstruction. Obstruction was the keynote of the Swarajist creed. 14.3. No changers and pro-changers. The advocate of the boycott of the council came to be called the no changers. They were against any change in the program of boycott of the councils. M.A. Ansari, K. Rangaswamy Iyengar and C. Rajagopalachari were the foremost no changers. They believed that the council entry would deeply disturb the scheme of non-cooperation movement. In the other words of originator of the boycott of councils, the policy of the council entry could only give condiments by no head. The no changers considered council entry as an umplunge into the dark and trailing on an uncharted sea. For them, emasculation of the councils from within appeared to be a far cry and was full of contradictions, contingencies and inconsistencies. They identified boycott of councils with complete withdrawal from them. For them, boycott within the council was no boycott at all. They believed that real and unconditional boycott alone could prepare the country for the next stage of non-cooperation movement. They argued that the entry into the councils would destroy all desire for getting Swaraj even in those who struggle hard for freedom of the country. According to the No Changes Council, entry would at best merry-go-round on the part Swarajis but not a movement to mobilize the nation for freedom struggle. The advocates of council entry were known as pro-changers. They demanded changes in the Congress policy of boycott of councils. C.R. Das, Motilal Nehru, Hakim Ajmal Khan and Vithal Bhai J. Patel were on the front line of pro-changers. They advocate boycott and reform councils from within instead of from without. According to C.R. Das, reform councils are really a mark which the bureaucracy has put on and he wanted to unmark it. Page 23. The pro-changers were convinced that the council entry was consistent with the idea of non-cooperation. Council entry, as conceived by them, was with the British government. They considered it moral, fair and honest. The scheme of council entry was succinctly summarized by C.R. Das. Thus, I want you to enter the council and secure a majority and put forward the national demand. If it is not accepted, I want to oppose the government in every measure, good, bad and indifferent, to make the work of the council impossible. The pro-changers subscribed to Gandhi's constructive program also. The Belgaum session of the Congress was presided over by Mahatma Gandhi, and although he himself was not in favor of the Swarajist program, he gave his lacit consent to council entry. He found that Swarajis had a majority behind them. A sort of compromise was arrived at by which the constructive program was to be carried out by the Congress and the Swarajist Party, which was to fight the elections and obstruct the work of the government through legislatures. Thus, a split in the Congress was avoided. 14.4 Election Manifesto and the Winning Election. In the manifesto issued in 1923 by the Swarajist Party, it was declared to be the first duty of the party to demand the right of the Indian people to control the machinery and the system of the government should at once be conceded and given effect to. If the demand to be conceded and given effect to. If the demand of the Swarajist Party was not conceded, it was to be duty of its member elected in the legislature to resort the policy of uniform, continuous and consistent obstruction with a view to making the working of the government possible. The manifesto exposed the cause of agriculturists and workers. In fine, the October manifesto of the Swarajist Party can certainly be regarded as one of the most fruitful affairs and yielding wholesome results. The elections were held in 1923 to central and state legislatures under the provisions of Government of India Act. They got a clear majority in the central provinces. The Swarajist Party was the biggest party in the Bengal Legislative Council, and C.R. Das was able to win over a few other members and was thus able to command a majority. He himself refused to form the ministry and would not allow others to do so. On 23rd March 1924, the Bengal Legislative Council rejected the salaries of two ministers by 69 votes against 63 and therefore forced them to resign. As the Swarajist Party refused to form the minister, in the central province, the governor of that province had to take over the other government into his own hands. The Swarajists did well in other provinces as well. In the case of the Central Legislative Assembly, the Swarajist Party was able to capture 45 seats out of 155 seats. Motilal Nehru was the leader of the Swarajist Party in the Central Assembly. On 8th February 1924, the Swarajist Party succeeded in carrying through the Central Assembly a resolution moved by Motilal Nehru demanding a roundtable conference to recommend a constitution of India based on the principle of full responsible government. Page 24. The Central Assembly also rejected the budgets of 1924 to 1925 for 1925 to 1926 and 1926 to 1927. Many bills introduced by the government were thrown out at the instance of the Swarajist Party. Resolutions were passed demanding the release of certain politic primers and the repeal of Regulation 3/1818. The members of the Swarajist Party refused to attend the functions and parties arranged by the Governor-General or held in his honour. On many occasions, the Swarajist Party staged walkouts, and Sir Tej Bahadur Sapru described this action as patriotism in locomotion. In the provinces, the Swarajists adopted the same policy of obstruction as they had adopted at the centre. The working of the dyarchy in central provinces, where the command, the majority, was put out of action and the governor was forced to take the charge of transferred subjects as well as in his own hands. In Bengal, too, the dyarchy was mostly made unworkable. In other provinces, however, dyarchy functions Swarajists insisted on further constitutional but the reforms. In local bodies, the Swarajists, however, closed to function in a positive way. In 1923 to 1924, they captured important local bodies. C.R. Das was chosen the mayor of Calcutta Corporation. Vitalabhai Patel was chosen the chairman of Ahmedabad Municipal Board. Rajendra Prasad was chosen the chairman of Patna Municipal Board and Jawaharlal Nehru that of Allahabad. Even no changes cooperated with the Swarajists in their efforts of capturing local bodies because they felt that constructive program would be carried out in a better way with assistance of local bodies. Therefore, much useful work was done in the local bodies by Swarajists and other congressmen. 14.5 Split in the Swaraj Party. After the death of C.R. Das from the middle of 1925, the Swaraj Party began to drift from its original policy of opposition. In the central provinces, S.P. Thambe and Swaraj Party President of Council accepted an executive councillorship under the government. N.C. Kelkar and other prominent Maharashtra Swaraj Party leaders approved of it. The Central Assembly was granted the right of its electing its own chairman. Vitalabhai Patel was elected and accepted it. Motilal Nehru accepted the membership of Skeen Committee set up to report an early Indianization of the army. Lala Lajpat Rai joined the assembly as a Swarajist and accepted the deputy leadership of the party. Further discussions within the party began to disintegrate it. The party executive committee in the Nagpur meeting on November 1925 denounced Tambe's action as a flagrant breach of discipline and called it as treachery to the party. Motilal Nehru threatened to take action against Kelkar and Jayakat, but they silenced him by saying that he had shown the way by accepting the membership of the committee. Page 25. Kelkar spoke for responsive cooperation. The two wing of the Swaraj Party agreed on 4th December 1925 to stop all public controversy concerning the party until the annual meeting of the Indian National Congress. The annual meeting of the Congress, which met in Kanpur in December 1925, adopted a resolution namely, no member of the Swaraj Party in the Council of the State of Legislative Assembly or in any of the provincial councils shall therefore attend any meeting of any of the said legislature or of any of the committees except for the purpose of preventing his seat from being declared vacant and of throwing out the provincial budget or of any other mean involving fresh taxation. Motilal Nehru was criticized by Jayakar for accepting the membership of Skeen Committee. The Kanpur Congress decided to boycott the legislatures. Motilal Nehru, early in March 1926, announced in the assembly that his party was under a mandate of walked out in the view of the government's attitude over the reform issue, and the Swarajists walked out of this assembly. In February 1926, Kelkar and Jayakar reformed the responsive party and proclaimed their responsive cooperation as their creed. Motilal Nehru, to bring reconciliation between the two wings of the Swaraj Party, held a meeting in April 21, 1926 at Sabarmati. The Sabarmati Pact, subject to confirmation by AICC, welcomed the response made by the government in Swaraj's demand that in the provinces, the power, responsibility and initiative necessary for the effective discharge of the duties are secured by the ministers. Many congressmen expressed that their view in the partition of the Congress had been compromised even more at Sabarmati than at Kanpur. Differences between Motilal Nehru and the responsivists aggravated. The pact came up for confirmation at the AICC meeting at Ahmedabad on 5th May 1926. Both sides admitted that there were one considerable differences between them. The third and the final elections under the 1919 Act were held in November 1926. On the whole, the election results were a great setback to the Swarajists. The Swarajists and the congressmen were convinced of the futility of the policy of consistence and persistence obstruction. The decisions taken at the annual session of the Congress at Guwahati in 1926 resulted in the virtual disintegration of the Swaraj Party, and the period of Swarajist predominance 1923 to 1926 came to an end. Finally, most of the Swarajists came back to the Congress fold and its program. 14.6 Achievements. It would be wrong to assume that Swarajists served no useful purpose in the cause of national struggle. In 1922, the non-cooperation movement had proved a failure. Gandhi seemed to false prophet because the goal of Swaraj is nowhere in sight and the people were feeling frustrated. At that, Swarajists put up an alternative. Thus, the Swaraj Party had several achievements to its credit within a short time. Page 26. 1. The Swaraj Party fought the election of 1923 and did quite well. It became a majority party in the central provinces, a dominant party in Bengal, and influential in UP and Bombay, Mumbai. On several occasions, they succeeded in wrecking the working of the provincial government. More memorable was their work in the Central Legislative Assembly. 2. At a time when the country was plunged into darkness, despair and dejection, as a result sudden suspension of the non-cooperation movement and subsequent arrest of Gandhi, the Swarajists held the torch of national struggle and implied the people by infusing them in new hope about the Swaraj. Thus, they made the job of government very difficult for the British authorities. 4. The Swarajists achieved tangible results beneficial to the masses in the shape of reduction of salt tax and rail fare, the remission of the provincial constructions, and the repeal of the cotton excise duty, and the protection of the national industries like steel and paper manufacture, the enactment of laws for the protection of trade unions, and passing of resolutions for the restoring of civil and political liberties of the people, for the release of political prisoners and repeal of repressive laws. 5. In response to the Swaraj's resolution for immediate reforms passed in the Central Assembly, the Government of India appointed to inquire a committee under the chairmanship of the Home Member Alexander Mundiman, popularly known as Mudiman Committee, to report of the working of the Dyaki. Consequently, Dyaki was abolished in the provinces. 6. The Swarajist movement was backed by all nationalists in the country. They drew the intelligentsia in the country closer to the Congress. In fact, the Swarajists mentally prepared the country for the next phase of the struggle, which led to the grant of provincial autonomy. 7. Besides the working of the Swarajists in the council on one hand, certainly exposed the autocratic functioning of the government and thus brought discredit to it and, on the other hand, helped in keeping the spirit of resistance among the people against the foreign rule. Therefore, even the Simon Commission recognized the words of Swarajist party as the party of the opposition. The death of C.R. Das in 1925 weakened the Swarajists, and in 1926, at the call of the Congress, most of them came back to the Congress fold and its programs. Thus, the Swarajists failed to achieve anything concrete because their policy was self-contradictory and unrealistic. Page 27. 14.7. Let us sum up. In this unit, we have outlined the chief features, work and achievements of the Swaraj Party under C.R. Das and Motilal Nehru. The aim of the Swarajists was also to attain Swarajya and declared that after the entry in the council that they would demand the right of framing their own constitution and if refused would obstruct the constitutional functioning of the government. They desired to carry the non-cooperation to the council and they committed to support the constructive legislature and also constructive program of Gandhi as well. In the elections held in 1923, the Swarajists captured 48 seats at the Central Council, absolute majority in the Central Province, largest seats in Bengal, and fairly good in Bombay, Mumbai, UP and Assam. Further, we will discuss in this unit that in local bodies, however, the Swarajists choose to function in a positive way. The death of C.R. Das in 1925 weakened the Swarajists, and in 1926, at the call of the Congress, most of them came back to the Congress fold in its program. Thus, the Swarajists contributed fairly towards the national struggle. 14.8. Self-assessment questions. First, Roman, answer the following. 1. Motilal Nehru. 2. C.R. Das. 3. Skeen Committee. 4. Dayaki. And 5. Sabarmati Pact. Second, Roman, answer the following. 1. Narrate the circumstances leading to the formation of the Swarajya Party. 2. What were the aims of the Swarajya Party? What had been its contribution towards the national movement? Page 28. 14.9. Books for further study. 1. R.C. Rai, Life and Times of C.R. Das. 2. Chatterjee A.C., India's Struggle for Freedom. 3. Sharma J.S., India's Struggle for Freedom. 4. Kanji Dwarka Das, India's Fight for Freedom. 5. D.C. Gupta, Indian National Movement. 6. Sasadhar Sinha, Indian Independence in Perspective.